having established what the scriptures are, the written word of God, the 66 books of the Old and New Testaments, question 4 of the larger catechism is, how does it appear that the scriptures are the word of God? The answer, the scriptures manifest themselves to be the word of God by their majesty and purity, by the consent of all the parts, and the scope of the whole, which is to give all glory to God, by their light and power to convince and convert sinners, to comfort and build up believers unto salvation, but the Spirit of God bearing witness by and with the Scriptures in the heart of man is alone able fully to persuade it that they are the very Word of God. So let's break that down. The Scriptures manifest themselves to be the Word of God by their majesty. Hosea 8:12, I have written to him the great things of my law, but they were counted as a strange thing. 1 Corinthians 2:6, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Psalm 119, verse 18, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And verse 129, thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul does keep them. The scriptures manifest themselves to be the word of God by their purity. Psalm 12:6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Psalm 119:140. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. The scriptures manifest themselves to be the word of God by the consent of all the parts. Acts 10:43. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. And Acts 26:22. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to great and small, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. The scriptures manifest themselves to be the word of God by the scope of the whole, which is to give all glory to God. Romans 3:19. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. The scriptures manifest themselves to be the word of God by their light and power to convince and convert sinners, to comfort and build up believers unto salvation. Acts 28:28. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. James 1:18. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Psalm 19:7, 8, and 9. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. So the scriptures manifest themselves to be the word of God by all these things, but the Spirit of God, bearing witness by and with the scriptures in the heart of man, is alone able fully to persuade it that they are the very word of God. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. 1 John 2:20-27. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. And John 20:31. But these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name.